Is Venezuela the new Cuba in the Western Hemisphere? While relations between the U.S. and Havana are warming, it's an unseasonable chill for Washington, D.C. and Caracas. President Nicolas Maduro has reduced the number of American personnel allowed to work at the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, and he imposed mandatory visas for Americans traveling to the country. He banned former President George W. Bush, former Vice President Dick Cheney, and former CIA Director George Tenet from entering Venezuela. Not that they had any plans to go there that we know of. Sybilla Brzezinski is a freelance journalist who's been covering developments in Venezuela for The Guardian. Sybilla, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
So what's going on here? What does this come from? What's it in reaction to?
Well, Maduro has made it a point every time things aren't going terribly well domestically to lash out at the United States, claiming that the United States is behind plots to overthrow him from government together with the opposition inside the country. And as things get more complicated internally in Venezuela economically, with spiraling inflation, the economy contracted 2% last year and it's expected to do so 7% this year. The rhetoric coming from Maduro against the United States, you know, has been turned up a notch.
Are there sanctions against Venezuela that could be lifted that are specific demands from Maduro, or is this really blaming the U.S. for something that is very much a domestic problem?
There were sanctions imposed by the United States against individual Venezuelan officials who were deemed to be guilty of human rights violations or corruption. Now, the United States has never released a list of who these sanctions applied to. But there are a number of Venezuelan officials who are barred from going into the United States and had their visas revoked.
Do we have any reason to believe that George Tenet or Dick Cheney or George W. Bush have plans to go to Venezuela at this point?
Not likely. There were rumors at some point in Venezuela that George Bush had some investments in land in some ranches there. But I think he's probably long ago divested himself of those.
In the conspiracy theory dossier, what's the chance that this is an attempt by Maduro to get a sweet deal with the U.S. by ramping things up now, maybe having things in a couple of years turn out very warm and rosy, like what's going on between Washington and Havana?
Well, I think that's unlikely. Really, Maduro's play at this moment is to find a common enemy that his supporters can hate, basically, while things, you know, deteriorate internally. He needs to shore up support before parliamentary elections later this year. Maduro is now polling at just 20% approval ratings. So 80% of Venezuelans do not approve of the way he's doing things. So he really needs to sort of rally his supporters. Sort of lashing out against the United States is one of the best ways he knows to do that.
So what is the state of play of the opposition and of protesters on the street, and indeed the people that Maduro would love to come to the street to support him?
Well, the opposition has been hit very hard. 2 weeks ago, one of the top leaders of the opposition, Antonio Ledezma, who is the mayor of Caracas, was arrested by the Venezuelan intelligence service in a very bizarre sort of show of force. He was arrested by dozens of heavily armed agents on charges of plotting a coup again. And a lot of analysts thought that the arrest of Ledezma was an attempt to get the opposition out on the streets protesting to give Maduro a reason to repress those protests violently. The opposition didn't take the bait. There have been sporadic protests here and there, but there hasn't been a sort of a mass mobilization of the opposition to the extent that there was last year when protests lasted for months.
Freelance journalist Sybilla Brzezinski has been covering developments in Venezuela for The Guardian. Sybilla, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.